Well, it's that time of year again, the dreaded tax season. There are just a few weeks left until the April 17th deadline. Millions of Americans are already in despair, staring at piles of receipts and papers from last year. NPR's Farai Chadea says she's one of those, so she turned to our tech guru, Mario Armstrong, for a little help.
I call it shoebox accounting. I'm going to patent it.
Shoebox,
I'm
going to
be a billionaire.
At least you have it all in one place. At least you know where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about people like me who, of course, wait around with a pile of receipts till the end of the year? What kind of tax preparation software is useful, and can they be used by people who are not financial wizards?
For those newbies that are out there, I think the easiest tool is probably H&R Block's program. There are other tools that are out there that are just as good, but if this is your first time and you're moving away from the pen and pencil and the calculator, the H&R Block software is probably the best one to start out with. That's the Tax Cut. The other one that's very popular is called TurboTax.
Well, H&R Block is a bricks and mortar store where you go in and have your taxes done. What do you think made them move into online tax preparation?
The federal government is really pushing this. I think there's a couple of things that are happening. You're seeing that the IRS is saying, look, we want to have a goal of about 80% of all returns to be received electronically by 2007. That's their goal of this e-filing pursuit. So they've tried to create some programs, one called the Free File Alliance, which enables software companies to become part of an alliance that the IRS, the federal government, has created to make their software easier. So the software companies love these programs because the federal government is essentially saying, hey, one of the benefits of e-filing is you get your money faster. So if that's the case, use these programs, and we've made it easy for you to do so. So the software companies are sitting back lovely because they don't have to market as hard as they normally would have to do on their own.
Is there free e-filing?
There is a thing called free e-filing. The catch is that you have to have a gross income of $50,000 or less in order to free file. And you need to pay attention to free file because free filing, from what I understand, is only for your federal taxes, not for your state taxes. But if you want to find out about that, just go to the IRS.gov website and look up free file.
Now, what are the dangers of electronic filing? Are there any security implications that people should look out for?
Well, you know, the past couple of years have been really rough as it relates to the sensitivity of our credit card information, our personal privacy, our data. So they are really highlighting everything is encrypted. Everything is this 128-bit security. Everything has SSL security, all these acronyms and geeked out terms to make you feel more comfortable. At the end of the day, they are saying, and supporters of e-filing are saying, look, it's safer for you to use your computer. It's more accurate for you to use your computer. And they're saying, look, you don't have to worry about these problems because the information that you would send by paper would be something that would end up being put into a computer program anyway.
Now, a lot of people don't think of the IRS as their friend. I certainly know that Richard Hatch from Survivor is probably not feeling that right now. But in what ways does the IRS provide resources that are good for everyday tax filers?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know anyone that does feel that way about it, but I can tell you they have really tried to break down this tax and legal ease, if you will, of the process to the everyday person. Their website, IRS.gov, they have this three-step process. So if you're new to filing your taxes, literally in three steps and in about 20 minutes or 30 minutes of reading, you'll be up to snuff on the things and the criteria and the next steps for you to take action. The other thing that they've done well is that you can actually track your refund. They have a refund tracker online. So even if you submit your refund, whether it's online or offline, you can still go to the IRS.gov to track when are you expected to get your moolah.
It's sort of like when they have the Santa tracker with the weather guys and you see Santa moving through the sky on Doppler radar. It's sort of like your check is kind of floating towards you. You holding out your arm. Come to me, baby. Come to me.
If only there was a way to make that happen faster. You know, to speed up, like, you know, because the last thing you want to do is watch your money on its way.
Instead of just talking about it, we're going to do it. And thanks for your help. Mario Armstrong covers technology for NPR member stations in Baltimore, WYPR and WEAA. Thanks for telling us what our options are.
You're welcome, Farai. Just happy e-filing and don't spend before you get.
Thanks. It's always a word to the wise.
It is. That was NPR's Farai Chidea with our tech guru, Mario Armstrong.